If you've seen the Oscar-nominated movie The Two Popes, you'll know it ends with Francis and his predecessor Benedict cheering on their teams. It's a great scene, actually, as Argentina and Germany play each other in the Football World Cup. In real life, there's a widening gulf between the so-called Francis and Benedict factions of the Catholic Church. The cause of the latest tension is a new book about compulsory celibacy for priests and the accusation that hardline traditionalists are using the 93-year-old former pope to undermine Francis. RN's Andrew West is speaking here with papal biographer Austin Ivory.
It's called From the Depths of Our Hearts. It's written in French, and it is written by Cardinal Robert Sara, a very conservative curial cardinal originally from Guinea. The book is a defence of mandatory priestly celibacy, a very strong, one might say radical theological case for keeping celibacy the norm in the Latin or Western church. And the book has a contribution by Pope Emeritus Benedict, also arguing in favour of mandatory celibacy, but not with the same kind of radicality.
You say, in fact, in a recent piece for Commonweal magazine, that this very conservative anti-Francis cardinal, Robert Sara, has basically co-opted Benedict. Is that right?
There's a huge controversy over what Benedict agreed to when he gave Sara his contribution to this book. So, I mean, the letters have been published by Sara, and they say, you know, Benedict says, look, I've got a few thoughts here on celibacy. I know you're writing this book. Please feel free to use these however you like. So he gave him permission to use his text. But the problem is that the book then appeared with Pope Benedict as the sort of principal author. In other words, the book is co-authored, but it says Benedict XVI and then Cardinal Robert Sara. So it makes it look as if the whole book has been written by the two of them. Mm. And what's happened is that Benedict's office, his secretary, has made clear that Benedict never consented to that. He never agreed to co-author a book, and he's not responsible, in other words, for Sara's section, nor did he co-write the introduction and conclusion, as the publishers seem to think.
Yeah. At the core of this, as you say, Austin, is this argument as to whether Pope Francis should ordain a very small number of married priests to serve those very remote communities in the Amazon. You know Latin America very well. Just how desperate is the situation for ordinary Catholics in the Amazon? Do they need married priests, even a handful?
Well, the Amazonian region is in its own category, even within Latin America, where there's generally a shortage of priests. I mean, Amazonia, you can go a whole year without seeing a priest. So the effect for many of the Catholic communities in the area is that they've ceased to be sacramental communities, which, of course, is one of the, you know, basic essential characteristics of the Catholic Church, is the access to the sacraments.
That is, they can't take Holy Communion without a priest.
Exactly, or indeed confession. So this was the subject of a three-week synod of bishops back in October last year, which looked at this question very carefully and concluded with a recommendation that the Pope allow for married deacons, that's to say members of the clergy who are not yet priests, of whom there are many in the Amazon, to ordain them, give them a special kind of ordination that allows them to celebrate the sacraments. Now, Pope Francis hasn't yet responded to the synod, will do apparently within a few weeks. But this book appears just at this juncture where Francis is discerning this question and therefore looks a lot like an attempt to pressurize Francis and to say he can't do this.
Yeah, well, that might make the next football match a little bit more tense. Papal biographer Austin Ivory, his own new book is called Wounded Shepherd, Pope Francis and His Struggle to Convert the Catholic Church.